You're on White Noise on Joy 94.9, and Kez, people tend to say that what happens in Vegas should stay in Vegas, but we're pretty glad that these boys busted out to become Panic at the Disco. They are headlining the Counter Revolution Festival, and since you found out they were coming, you haven't stopped swooning.
I feel like I'm 15 again. Like, seriously.
It's an awesome feeling. So please welcome to the show, Brendan and Spencer. Guys.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, not bad. Now, where does the name Panic at the Disco come from? Why did you guys choose it?
Well, we were trying to figure out a better name for our band. We'd gone through some pretty bad ones, as most bands do. And anyway, there was a band at the time, just a local band in California that we were fans of. And they were called Name Taken. That's a weird band name.
Yeah.
They couldn't figure out a good band name either. So we decided to use a lyric from one of their songs, and yeah, other than that, we didn't really even know what it meant in the song.
It doesn't make sense in the song,
the song
actually,
but it just sounded like kind of a cool line, so it stuck.
And the rest is history, huh?
I guess so.
As they say.
For those few people who aren't familiar with Panic at the Disco, how would you define yourselves and your music?
Ooh. It's always hard to do.
I think we're still trying to figure that out.
Yeah,
a little bit. I guess just the fact that our first record came out when we were like 17 and 18 has a big effect. Just record to record now, obviously going through a lot of changes, just as most people do in those ages. So naturally the records have kind of had somewhat of a difference in sound and style and production. But, you know, always getting new influences, trying
it's
to...
constantly changing.
That's yeah, put on
it. We can describe it.
You've released your new album, Vices and Virtues, in March. How does this album differ from your other releases?
It's got some different songs than the previous record.
New songs.
It's a new title, you know. No, I mean, for us, I think we're, I don't know, a little bit more comfortable in the studio as far as, like, knowing what we want and getting to where you want to go a little bit quicker. On the first record, we just felt like we didn't know what we were doing, and, you know, first time in, like, a real studio. So now, you know, we're a little more at ease there. But
always learning still.
Yeah.
So hopefully.
So you guys are always changing, trying to mature your music? Or
we are changelings. Maybe that's what we should change the band name to, the changelings. That's good.
Not bad. Now, Ryan Ross and John Walker, they left the band to embark on their own, as they call it, musical excursion. How difficult has it been to continue without them?
I don't know. I think right at the beginning, none of us knew exactly where we were going to go, if it was going to be the same band or if we were going to do something. I mean, me and Brendan knew that we wanted to work on a project together, and you know, there was a little point in time where even though it was going to stay as Panic, it still felt like we had an opportunity to, you know, kind of, it felt sort of like a first record in some ways, since the writing dynamic had changed. And so, you know, we kind of had a little bit of time trying to figure out what we wanted to do. But once we got past that, I think it felt more natural, or at least more comfortable, just the two of us.
So
just like Will Smith and his son, you know. Like, similarities are endless.
Good analogy.
Yeah.
Did you ever give any serious thought to just ending it, calling it a day?
No, we knew we wanted to do music.
I applied at the Starbucks.
Spencer was looking for jobs.
This guy never gave up, so he reeled me in.
Yeah, no, we knew we wanted to do music for sure.
When the news broke that the original Revolution Festival had been cancelled, did you have any idea that Panic at the Disco would become the headliners for the Counter Revolution?
No idea. We thought it was over. We were so bummed, too.
Yeah.
We were really looking forward to coming, and then got the news. But not even, I mean, it was shortly after that. Maybe like a week, 2 weeks after that, they said, hey, they're trying to get it back together. It's going to be called Counter Revolution. And maybe you guys could headline. Like, really? It was just totally shocking. We didn't expect that at all. So it was a pleasant surprise, yeah.
What has been the highlight for Counter Revolution on the tour so far?
Well, let's see, we've done two of the five shows in Brisbane and Sydney. The first show in Brisbane was beautiful, it was outdoors, it was really nice weather, at least when we played. I know some people, it was really hot, and they got sunburned, but they got a chance to cool down. And then in Sydney, you know, we got to go enter through the clown's mouth to get to the venue, you know, it said there's a carnival place.
So
that was
Luna
like
Park, yeah.
a highlight for me.
Any plans on visiting the Melbourne Luna Park if you get a chance?
Ooh.
I didn't even know that
that
was a thing, I guess.
Yeah, it's down near the beach and everything. It's pretty wicked.
Nice.
All right. We'll have to do that.
You guys have been on the tour. You've done two shows. Is there any juicy gossip you can share with us? What's been going on backstage? Who's done what?
Let's see. We had like a little karaoke sing-along with Keith from Every Time I Die and also the Damned Things. So that was fun. It wasn't really juicy, but
yeah,
he did steal all of our beer, so.
There's a lot of theft. There's a lot of breaking and entering going on backstage. It's not
typical
good,
rock star.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
What has been your best or worst moment in the band so far?
Probably the best and worst was joining this band. It really.
Yeah,
it's an awful decision.
It's a love hate thing.
But it's still a great decision.
I don't know. It's hard to tell. Everything that comes to mind is more recent, you know. But I'm sure if I thought back, you know, you could figure out something back a couple years ago. But I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe tonight. Hopefully tonight.
Tonight will be the best moment, hopefully, yep. What about an embarrassing one? You guys got a story you haven't shared with anyone that's...
Those tend to get shared pretty quickly after the
nap. Yeah.
We don't really hold much.
I had a doozy last night, actually.
Oh, what did you
do? It was really late, and I just passed out for about an hour. I woke up, my alarm clock for some reason had been turned on, so it woke me up at like 3 in the morning, and that was really weird. So I just walked around in a daze, I grabbed a glass of water, and as soon as I turned around, I didn't realize there was a wall that kind of juts out before I get to my bed. So I turned around really quickly and just went face first into that. So I'm not, you know, it's really, yeah.
It doesn't show.
It didn't really. Okay, good. Thank you. Well, it
that's
hurt.
Amazing.
I feel it, but yeah, thank you.
What inspires you guys as a band?
Other pieces of art, I guess. Yeah, other. There's just a lot of it. I mean, we're fans of music, obviously, and movies. You know, we were talking about how similar movies and music can be in the sense that a piece of music in a film attached with images can make you weep, you know, the same with music. It can get you to a certain point where you're, you know, in tears or you're laughing or, but it's really weird. I mean, there's so many different things about it that kind of turn us on in a sense that inspire us. But art, good art begets good art, I think.
And wine.
And wine is such an inspiration.
Back to the alcohol again. Well done, guys.
Yeah.
What can we expect from Panic at the Disco in the years to come?
Just gray hair and just wrinkled bodies.
Beer guts and...
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. You should come out.
Looking forward to it.
Now, you'll be hitting the Counter Revolution stage in just a few hours, and we're going to be there to see you guys. What can we and the countless thousands of other people expect to see from you?
Well, we want to play some new songs from Vice and Virtues, and we want to do some covers here and there. So we might throw a couple in between songs just on a whim. We haven't really planned it yet, so it's going to be surprising to us and hopefully surprising to some other people. We'll see what happens.
Just going to go out there and just kind of play whatever comes to mind.
Just kind of wing it, yeah.
good plan. Yeah. Now, for people who haven't actually seen you play before, I mean, some people, they tend to leave festivals because their favorite bands are finished. What would you say to them to get them to stick around and see Panic at the Disco?
There's always the chance that one of us gets naked on stage. So that's one reason to stay. But the music's fun, too.
Well, guys, like I said, we're going to be there to make sure that you absolutely rock the crap out of it. Thanks for being on the show.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
It was awesome.